Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. So pleased to have our friends from NES Pensacola here with us this morning. Bruce Cummins is here. He is our public affairs officer. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning. Hope all's going well for you right there. Is it as hot as it was?
Oh, my goodness. I can't take it anymore. I'm done.
Well, we are heading in to the, autumn. And winter months, so hopefully it's going to be all good.
Sooner rather than later at this point?
Yeah. With me today, we've got Chief Mass Communication Specialist Ian Cotter, as well as Ensign Victoria Franklin, all members of the NAS Pensacola Public Affairs Office. Got some interesting stuff we wanted to talk about today. We're going to make it real quick, though.
All right. Yeah, this is Chief Cotter over with NAS Pensacola Public Affairs, and I did want to talk about the history that we've been celebrating for our 200th anniversary of the installation.
Which is still hard for me to get my mind around that.
It blows my mind every time I think about it.
200 years here in Pensacola. That's amazing.
And throughout all those years, I mean, we've seen so much history happen
here. Oh, gosh, yes.
I don't know if anybody's been out fishing recently. I know it's fishing months right now, but USS Massachusetts, right, is just off the coast of Florida on the Gulf, right? Uh-huh. Turns out that was sunk there in 1921.
What?
And was used as a targeting reference for the pilots that were learning how to fly at NAS Pensacola.
Wow.
Always a local tie. Wow. Always a tie. Always a tie with aviation
wild.
Here.
Yeah, 1921.
And around the same time,
yeah.
As we were leaning up into preparing for World War One, and then World War One itself was going off, most of the buildings on the installation were painted camouflage color.
Really?
So just little parts of history. And we've shouted out to that stuff on our social media pages, obviously.
That
so we
is
have
really
our Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and on Divots as well.
We've got a couple of video series that are actually going on right now. They're 200 years forged here, right? Which is incidentally what's kind of the theme that we're looking at for the installation as it celebrates its 200 years here. And Chief Cotter's taken kind of a deep dive into some of the history about the air station and putting those into little 15, 20-second blocks.
Where can we get those? Can we access those somewhere?
Absolutely. You can access us on our social media pages. So Facebook, right? NAS Pensacola's Facebook page, NAS Pensacola's Instagram page, our LinkedIn. And we also push that information out on Twitter as well.
Oh, I want to watch some of these videos.
That's kind of neat. Ensign Victoria Franklin's doing something else with some videos, though. You want to walk us through a little bit of that?
Absolutely. Hello. It's good to see you again. Thank you.
You too, sweetie.
So we have been messing around with the idea of Jay Gosling, if for everyone that knows or does not know. Jay is the base mascot, and he is essentially going along and showing the history of the base as he's walking through and just kind of giving us an idea of how things look through his eyes during the time. So the next video is expected to go up today. So
good.
We hope everyone will tune in and watch and follow along as Jay kind of show us the history of the base.
How fun is that?
It's some neat stuff. Yeah, take a look at those. Those are all going to be on the NAS Pensacola social media sites. That's Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter.
Okay.
So make sure you guys take a look at that. Ian, I know there was some other stuff you were talking about.
Yeah, I know. We're hitting on history right now, and history happens every day, every year. So for those that don't know, recently, on August 28th, the final C-2 Greyhound, so the last COD aircraft, made its final landing at NAS Pensacola. And it's in the process of being turned over to the National Naval Aviation Museum right now.
Wow.
It's going to be an exhibit one day. Make sure you take a look and see what the National Naval Aviation Museum has to offer. I know there's some other things coming up that way as well.
Absolutely. The National Naval Aviation Museum is going to host a service and sacrifice 9/11 remembrance event on September 11th. The pre-event will start at around 9 a.m., and then the event will kick off at 9 a.m.
So is that open to the public?
Since this is on the National Naval Aviation Museum grounds, it is open to the public. More information on that is available on the pages we've discussed as well. Make sure you hit up the National Naval Aviation Museum page.
Yep, National Naval Aviation Museum's website. They have an events tab, and it's listed there.
Great.
So lots of fun stuff that NAS Pensacola's got going on. You know, every time, a base that's 200 years old, you're always going to find something, right? Our good friends down at Public Works, the Public Works Department at NAS Pensacola, just recently had a really cool partnership. Ian, I know you were part of that. You want to talk a little bit about that?
I'd love to. So the Public Works Department partnered up with the University of Georgia.
All right. Go Dogs. No bias here.
So every time we try to break ground or develop something new on the installation, you can't move a shovel without finding a piece
Seriously,
of history, right?
Yes.
And those pieces of history have been curated, collected, and stored by the installation for many, many years. So our partnership with Public Works and the University of Georgia allows University of Georgia to take some of those pieces and continue to curate our history with the facilities that they have.
And by the way, they have an amazing archaeological program there. So I'm very excited to hear this. Mm-hmm. This is super exciting news.
On August 12th, we called out to all volunteers on the base, so sailors and some Marines, service members, as well as some civilians showing up to move boxes and boxes and boxes of artifacts so that University of Georgia could safely transport them from here back to the university.
Oh, that's exciting.
The Public Works Department's Cultural Resource Officer, Miss Carrie.
Yeah, Miss Carrie Williams-Hanna. She's the Public Works Cultural Resources Manager. She kind of organized the event and has been amazing in the curation of all of those artifacts that we find almost weekly.
That's amazing.
Once again, anytime there's a new development going on or something, you're always going to find some stuff. So they're quite busy making sure that all of that gets curated and tabulated the right way. And shout out to University of Georgia for making that happen, as well as our Public Works Department. They did some really good stuff right here. Victoria, I know we got some other stuff coming along. What do you got?
Yes, we do. You know, speaking of making history, we happen to be in Florida. And what does everyone love to do in Florida? Golf.
No.
So we have this bicentennial golf
shocker.
Tournament.
Wait, what was that again?
A bicentennial golf tournament that's going to be happening on September 25th. That's going to be a Friday, and it's going to be a two-person scramble. So you're going to check in at 11. It's supposed to start around 1 p.m., 1300 for you military types. and it's going to happen at A.C. Reed Golf Course. The entry fee will be $200 per team.
So one of the things that this is going into celebrating our 200 years, all right? This is something A.C. Reed and the MWR department put together. They're also planning another big one, all right? That's an air show. But the golf tournament is, coming up right now. There are some spots available. Get a hold of the A.C. Reed Golf Course. They will walk you through how you can come on board, and civilians can play in that.
Yep, very well. And also, if you'd like further information, they have a number that you can call at 850-452-2454.
Yeah, I know we're running out of time here.
We've got
on
a little
that.
Bit more. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back and find out what's happening. There's a long list. Y'all are busy this fall. I love it. We'll be right back with NAS of Pensacola on Pep Talk in just a minute. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We have NAS Pensacola in the house, and boy, have they got a long list of things to tell us about, from artifacts going up to the University of Georgia to the golf tournament, and now we've got even more, right?
Yes, ma'am. Might as well roll into what everyone's really here for, the air show,
Yes! Obviously
the most exciting part. So, again, we have a couple of box seats that are still available, $50 for Friday or Saturday.
November 6th and 7th. Just mark your calendars for that. It's coming quicker than you think. I know
Absolutely. That's
the way we feel on it.
Yes, and again, all this stuff is going to be available on the website, which is naspensacolaairshow.org. You can also look on NAS Pensacola's websites, on Twitter, X, if you like to call it that instead, Facebook and Instagram as well.
That's right, naspensacolaairshow.org. That's where you'll be able to find all the general admission, which is free to the public, as well as the seats that are still available for any upgrades. You'll also be able to find folks, you'll be able to find who's performing. So we have our events and list of performers, as well as some of our static models listed on that website as well. And of course, please continue to follow Facebook, Instagram, X, and LinkedIn for NAS Pensacola for the latest and most up-to-date information regarding the November 6th and 7th air show. It's right around the corner. We've got 73 days until the air show
kickoff.
73 days.
I think the last time I was here was 120.
Yes, it was. I think so, yeah.
So when you set it like that,
But it's going to be really special
this year. It should be a lot of fun. We're celebrating 200 years forged here at the NAS Pensacola Homecoming Air Show. We obviously know who the headliners are, but as Ian was saying, make sure you check those websites. That's NASPensacolaAirShow.org. For a complete list of all of the performers, as well as other information that you're going to need as you get ready to come down to this. Now, we're going to be on, and I'm again,
yes, you'll be
in
on
the next couple of months.
Yeah, you'll be on before the air show, so we'll have more details then for sure.
I'm going to spitball it, but I'm pretty sure we're going to talk about some air show stuff, you know? That's what we call
just it. Just thinking maybe.
NAS Pensacola, our, you know, Super Bowl. So lots of great stuff. Remember that golf tournament coming up. What was that date again, Ian?
Oh, the golf tournament is going
to be the 25th.
Oh, 25th. Okay.
Okay, so you can get signed up now?
Yeah, sign up for that. Get a hold of the golf course, AC Reed Golf Course, run by our great MWR department out at NAS Pensacola. They're going to take care of you. Make sure that you guys can get out there and enjoy that, as well as, you know, coming on to the air show. That
All
should
right.
be a lot of fun.